The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. Today we'll be talking about blessings of Zakah. Be with us from beginning till end, inshallah. Immense amount of knowledge on this very important topic, which is one of the pillars of Islam, Zakah. We will be learning, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad, Ilyas. Attar Qadri Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from beginning till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respectively, was Qarun, who was Sayyidina Musa Karimullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam's uncle's son. And uncle's name was Yashar. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had blessed Qarun with immense amount of wealth. Could you imagine that the amount of wealth he possessed, that his treasures, keys were lifted by 40 people. And those 40 people who would carry those keys, they were more stronger than the normal people. As mentioned in Para 20, Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 76. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة And we gave him so many treasures that their keys were a heavy burden for a strong group to carry. Can you imagine that? What would be the amount of treasure which was given, granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Qarun? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the commandment of zakah to the Bani Israel, Qarun went to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and agreed that he would pay 1 dinar for every 1,000 dinar. 1 dirham for every 1,000 dirham. And similarly, he would pay 1/1,000th as zakah out of his other belongings as well. When he calculated his wealth and possessions for zakah, he found that he had to take out a huge amount of wealth. His nafs did not want him to give away so much wealth in zakah. So he gathered the Bani Israel and said, You have obeyed every order of Musa alayhi salam. Now he wants to take your wealth too. What do you say? They said, You are our elder. You can order us to do whatever you want. Qarun then said, Go to so and so woman of bad character, pay her money and give her the task of placing accusations upon Musa alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. When this happens, the Bani Israel will stop following him. Qarun made the woman agree to slander, to put false allegation upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam by giving her 1,000 dirhams and 1,000 dinars. Now what happens? The next day, Qarun gathered the Bani Israel. Together they went to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and said, The Bani Israel are waiting for you. Give them guidance and advice. While Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam offered them counsel and advice, he began explaining a host of punishments reserved for those who commit sins. Qarun started saying, does this apply to everyone, including even you? Yali Salam replied, even for me. Qarun then said, the Bani Israel assume that you have committed adultery with so and so women. Allah, hearing this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, call her here. When she came, he began to say, I give you an oath by that being who parted the sea, made pathways for Bani Israel within it, and who revealed the Torah, speak the truth. The woman then became frightened and did not say anything against the Messenger of Allah. She said to herself in her heart that if it was better to repent from this, she humbly said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, by Allah Almighty, whatever Qarun wants me to speak is falsehood. The truth is, he offered great wealth in return for me to put false allegations against you. Having heard this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam fell into sajda in tears and started humbly saying, O Lord, if I am your messenger, inflict your wrath upon Qarun for my sake. Allah Almighty sent a revelation to him, I have ordered the earth to obey you. Whatever command you wish, you may issue it. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam then began to state, O Bani Israel, Allah Almighty has sent me to Qarun as he Azza wa Jal sent me to Fir'aun. Those with Qarun should stay with him where he is, and those with me should separate from him. Everyone then left Qarun except for just two people. Thereafter, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam issued an order to the earth, Ya Ardu Khudihim. O earth, seize them. They sank into the earth, ground up to their knees. He alayhi salam again gave the same command to the earth, and they sank up to their waists. He alayhi salam continued to say the same until they sank up to their necks. These people began to plead for help. Qarun began pleading with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, mentioning his kinship and relationship with him, and even began taking oaths by Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam did not pay any attention to him due to the severity of his anger. Finally, they completely sank into the ground with no traces left behind. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu has explained that they will continue to sink into the ground until the day of judgment. The Bani Israel said, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam made dua against Qarun due to his house, treasure, and possessions. Having heard this, he alayhi salam made dua. House of Qarun, his treasure, and wealth all sank into the ground. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has highlighted the ending Qarun faced in this manner. Verse number 81, Surah Al-Qasas, part 20, it is stated, فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ We henceforth caused him and his home to sink into the earth. Hence, he had no group to help save him from Allah, nor could he take revenge. The Islam with us. Did you see what was the end of Qarun when he denied the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, order of zakah? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from his wrath and punishment. Respected viewers, paying zakah has been made obligatory for ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In verse number 43, Surah Al-Baqarah, part 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ And keep salah, i.e. obligatory prayer, established, and pay zakah, i.e. obligatory charity. Regarding this verse, Allama Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated in Khazainul Irfan, the obligation of Salah and Zakah have been mentioned in this very verse. The Islam with us. Zakah is one of the pillars of Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Islam is based on five things. Number one, to testify that there's none worthy of worship but Allah Almighty, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Second, to offer salah. Third, to pay zakah. Fourth, to perform hajj. And fifth, to keep the fast of Ramadan. You can understand the importance of zakah from this very fact that salah and zakah have been mentioned 32 times in the Holy Quran together. No matter how economically developed a country is, it surely has a class of people that live in poverty due to various reasons. Allah Almighty has assigned the responsibility of financially supporting such people to the wealthy people. Through this, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has supported the weak and poor. In this fashion, money and wealth circulates to the poor instead of being restricted to just in the hands of few. Thus, maintaining economic balance, remember, if Allah Almighty wanted, He Azza wa Jal would make everyone rich and no one would be poor. But His divine will, He Azza wa Jal has made some people rich and some poor. He Azza wa Jal tests the rich with their wealth and the poor with their poverty. In the verse 165 of Surah Al-An'am, part number 8, Allah Almighty states,
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ.
And it is He who made you vicegerents on earth, and He has raised one over the other in ranks amongst you, in order that He may test you with what He has bestowed upon you. So rich are tested through their wealth, whether they fulfill the rights of the wealth, fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and poor are tested due to their poverty. Do they show patience? Are they pleased upon the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And there are so many other reasons also. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows the best. The first good privilege a zakah paying person gets is that it brings about the completion of his iman. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen. Two blessed ahadith in this regard. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been reported said, the completion of your Islam is this, giving zakah from your wealth. That means your iman, your Islam gets completed. And then the one who has iman, faith upon Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it is necessary for him to pay zakah of his wealth. Those they believe in Allah, those they believe in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as Messenger, those they believe in the matters of hereafter, the Day of Judgment, Hisab, Kitab, the accountability, they pay zakah. Another benefit a zakah paying person gets, a privilege you can call, that he attains that the mercy of Allah Almighty showers upon him like rain. In other words, he will receive great mercy. And in the verse 156 of Surah Al-A'raf, part 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states,
وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
And my mercy encompasses all things. I shall henceforth soon decree bounties for those who fear and pay zakah and believe in our verses. The third benefit zakah paying person gets that a person becomes pious and he attains the true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard, a sign of pious people has been mentioned in the verse 3 of Surah Al-Baqarah, part 1. As stated, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ and spending our part from the sustenance we have bestowed upon them. The fourth benefit of zakah is that a person is included in the list of successful people. This is because paying zakah is also termed as one of the blessed acts of successful people in the Holy Quran. If you want to be a person of success, if you want salvation, if you want to become a successful individual, then pay zakah. As mentioned in the Holy Quran regarding the successful people, from verse number 1 to 4, Surah Al-Mu'minun, part 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions,
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ
Undoubtedly, the believers reached their goals. Those who totally humble themselves in their salah and who do not incline towards vain talk, and those that work to pay zakah consistently. So this is the barakah and blessings of one attains, that he gets included amongst those that are successful people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers of Madani Show, Alhamdulillah, today we learned many verses regarding zakah. We talked about the benefits of zakah, and we also heard the verse ending of Qarun, who refused to pay zakah, who disrespected Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, who plotted a conspiracy and he put false allegation upon Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam through his wicked plan, which did not work for him. And Alhamdulillah, Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala protected the honor, grace, respect of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So there are few things we learn that respecting Anbiya is something very much important and desired. Whereas the one who disrespects Nabi alayhi salam, he's ruined, he's destroyed. And we heard that what happened to the one who was blessed with the treasures from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That 40 strong people, they used to just carry the keys of those treasures. What happened when he denied zakah, when he disrespected Nabi alayhi salam? His end was such that he started sinking into the ground, and he will be keep on sinking until the day of judgment. Zakah is fard upon us, we should pay. Do not be lazy in this, because this is one of the obligations and one of the pillars of Islam. If zakah is fard upon you, pay. And respect viewers, whenever you calculate your zakah, those that are your relatives, they've got their right. First, look after them, give them. See if they are deserving of zakah, give them. You can also remember your beloved Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, the wonderful work across the globe is carrying out is through your kind donations. So do remember your beloved Dawat Islami in your zakat. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.